This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are here to deliver on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is aptly at the controls. We are the ones. Yes, we are. When we were children, we all practiced. I used to walk around the house with a Time magazine rolled together, and I was talking to it like it was a microphone. I was practicing even at a young age. So now here we are trying to figure out solution to problems, not just talking about things, but when there's a problem, we try to find a solution to it that is practical. That's something we all have to decide what's practical. Some of the things in our lives we don't agree on necessarily that are practical, but like dealing with technology and the world today. For me, much of what is practical for other people is not practical for me. I just, we embrace different things in different ways. Sometimes it's an age thing. Sometimes it's an experience thing. It just is. Sometimes it's just a thing. I will tell you, before, Jennifer, you get off onto the Amazon thing, I really am taken back by, you hear me. Some people are frustrated with me because I'm not predictable. I'll say Trump is good because of this and somebody else is good because of that, because I think I look at the whole picture. One of the things that drives me absolutely nuts is the shortfall in thinking, or the intolerance maybe, of things. Now, I don't really know who Antonio Sabato is. He's an actor. He's a friend of
you would recognize him if you saw his face.
Yeah.
He's been around. He started out as a Calvin Klein model.
He ran for Congress in 2018.
This week, he's been around talking about candidates and what his own reality was. He was interviewed by Variety. It came out on Monday. He moved to Florida because he had to get out of Los Angeles because he was blacklisted. And why was he blacklisted? Jennifer?
Because he's a Republican.
Because he supported Trump. Yeah. Do you know how just wrong that is?
I know, though, that's easy to also say because his career was dead. And so to also say, well, I'm not getting any work because I supported Trump. His career was long gone. He was out of the spotlight way before Trump came along.
But there's a reason, and maybe that's a Colin Kaepernick kind of
argument. You just said I'd recognize him.
Yeah. From a long time ago, if you saw his face, maybe you would.
I just looked him up.
The one thing that people may not realize about California is that people who are conservative are scared to death to say that their Trump supporters are Republicans in California. Mm-hmm. And that's just a reality. Either if they're not in the business, with air quotes, then they're afraid that if they have a Trump sticker on their car, they're wearing a Trump hat, that they're going to get their car keyed, or that someone's going to come up and try to like start an altercation with them. And that's reality, by the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, trust me when I tell you it's the truth. And as far as Hollywood goes, there are organizations in Hollywood that are underground that are like support groups for conservatives in Hollywood because they really are afraid of getting blacklisted. I have a friend.
Hasn't heard
right
Clint
now.
Eastwood.
But he's Clint Eastwood, and that's the point, is that the people who are not quite Clint Eastwood are the ones that are really hiding. I have a friend who is scared to death that people will find out that he is a Trump supporter and that he is a Republican. And he works in Hollywood, and he has begged me never to say where he works or what he does or even his name. He won't even take pictures. This is what's so funny. He won't take pictures with me. He went to a town hall event. Larry Elder is like one of his icons. He wouldn't take a picture with him out of fear that somehow that would get on social media and that people would figure it out. And I'm not making it up. This person is not crazy, but this is the reality because they just know that people will not hire them. So it's not untrue. I mean, maybe he's using that as a crutch because his career is suffering a bit, but it's not untrue.
Well,
and he did run for Congress a couple years ago.
The other side of that is even mediocre actors have lots of work these days because there's so much production going on in Los Angeles, in California, and as a matter of fact, all around the country. Florida's got a reemergence. I found this past week when I was in Florida,
There's lots of activity in Georgia, lots of activity here in Massachusetts, where the Film Bureau has made it very attractive, and most of these states, same thing, making it attractive. There are tons of movies being made, all of the stuff, because of Apple and because of Amazon and because of whatever, all these outfits are looking at HBO for product. So I'm not sure that you got to be a really bad actor. Pardon what some
Well, I mean, I think he's very attractive. I'm sure CSI or NCIS would love to put him in. I mean, you see a lot of those actors who maybe aren't what they used to be go in those series. But the really cool story about Antonio Sabato is, because I've had an opportunity to talk with him, he is actually from he was from Czechoslovakia at the time, so he was Italian, but he lived in Czechoslovakia. He saw communism, and that's what drove him to be a conservative when he came here. And really interesting to talk to him about some of the programs that Bernie Sanders talks about, because he has seen how they have an effect on people because of his time growing up there. And it's, I don't know, he brings an interesting perspective, I think.
Well, I do think that people are waking up a little bit to the realities of what's going on in terms of politics in general. And Bernie, certainly what people think about him, you know, there's a talk about Bloomberg not being that much of a personality. My God, who in the world would want to be around Bernie's personality? All right, I want to get off of that. Let's go to the delivery mechanisms of choice here. What's being delivered that ought not to be, Jennifer?
The coronavirus. If you're a member of Amazon and you have Prime, that's probably not what you want to get delivered as a nice, healthy dose of COVID-19. But Amazon is having to come to terms with the fact that one of their employees in Seattle has tested positive for COVID-19, the coronavirus. The New York Times reported this story, and Amazon has said so far that they're supporting the affected employee who is in quarantine. The company, or the employee, is based out of the company's Brazil building in Washington, according to an internal memo sent out to Amazon employees. They went home feeling sick on Tuesday, February 25th. They have not come back to Amazon since. Amazon has notified employees who have been in contact with that person. Earlier this week, Amazon confirmed that two of its employees in Italy had gotten the virus and were in quarantine. The company had already requested 800 employees halt non-essential travel.
This stuff's got to be able to be spread on the surface of boxes and stuff.
It does. It's staying, right? And the thing that makes it different from other viruses is that most viruses have a lifespan of like an hour or two. The coronavirus can stay alive on something for over 24 hours. And that's why currency is tough, boxes, countertops, handrails, doorknobs. That's what makes it a little bit more frightening, because usually, okay, they're not the cleanest things for you to touch, but usually the living viruses will die after a short amount of time. So, again, Washington's struggling. 9 people so far have died in Washington State, and most of them, I think all of them actually, were at a nursing facility seeking treatment. So a lot of them already had pre-existing health conditions. But certainly Amazon has got to think, whoa, wait a second. I think the thing that freaked me out the most, and I'm not really fearful about coronavirus.
Wait a minute. I can see Amazon. There's a logo for Amazon. And then there's a little bling on the top of it in the cloud. Whoa, wait a minute.
That's what they say. But the thing that freaked me out is when I heard that it could live on currency for a day. And I thought, wow, that's a plot for a movie when people want to send the contagion out.
Yeah, but it lives even longer on credit cards. They're actually better to use paper money. We did this in a tech story last week, and you're better off using paper currency or using your cell phone, you know, your smartphone, whatever wallet you have set up in there. You're better off doing that, because every time you hand a credit card to another human being, you can get the virus lives even longer on hard surfaces.
What's going on with the Pope? He's in there.
He's okay.
He's all right. Okay.
He doesn't have it, I think, right?
He's sick, but they say he's negative on the testing.
All right. So what about all of the, I was thinking about this yesterday, the games, people getting together for basketball games and going together for sports and concerts and things like that. Will they have to be suspended? Are people wondering about going to, even the players? Can you imagine out in the court bopping around and getting, you know, they get covered with sweat, they breathe each other's germs, they touch each other, and what,
Well, the, it's funny you mention that, because I was actually, I'm literally in the middle of reading this, a new thing about March Madness, which Kara mentioned yesterday. Now, apparently, there is the beating of the drum is louder to have March Madness go on and have it televised, but without any audience members. No, so no spectators allowed. That is, I mean, they have on average, they said for the 2019 men's tournament, men's March Madness, almost 700,000 people, it's an average of 20,000 per game, show up. So if you can eliminate that, that might be a very effective way to have March Madness continue on, but without getting
everybody
sick.
Imagine being the players, though. And I mean, when you're so used to being in an arena, that's, I mean, no, I'm not talking about the players getting sick, but no noise, completely silent. I think that would totally change the atmosphere.
Freak you right out.
Yeah.
Speaking, going back to delivery systems, I see that a U.S. UPS employee has been arrested for planning some kind of mass shooting late in the day yesterday. I saw some pictures of this guy who allegedly was threatening to carry out a mass shooting at one of the UPS facilities. Sunnyvale is in Colorado, is it not? Where is this? Where did this take place?
They
chased the guy around in a car.
I thought it was California.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure it's California.
I think, it is Sunnyvale.
I can't imagine. Yeah, Sunnyvale is probably not the most uncommon.
What, a police chase in Colorado?
No, I think that's safe to say California.
This guy had 20,000 rounds of handgun and rifle ammunition. Who doesn't think, hello, he probably didn't buy it all at the same time at the same place, but come on. Whew. Is there a record somewhere in the national database of your buying stuff? Is everybody in a database, and does it come up when you put somebody's name in? Does it show where else this person may have bought guns
or
ammo?
Wouldn't that make sense?
It would make sense, yeah.
I don't know if that exists. I don't know.
First time I asked that question, first time I ever thought about it, but it would seem to be appropriate here for sure. Speaking of what's appropriate, the Your Hidden Power podcast, I do one of those every week. This is all about metaphysical things, New Age thinking, if you will, astrology, psychology, health, that sort of thing. So I, along with my new co-host on Your Hidden Power, Laura Banks, talk to an alien expert about all the human beings that are having ET contact, and there are tons of them. I guess the question is, are you one of them? Find out by listening to the weekly podcast. The most recent one is Your Hidden Power, number 132, Bitten on the Bum by an ET. It's available now. It's at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, etc., etc. Yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, We will rock you.
We will rock you. You know what? I never much paid a lot of attention to Queen. I mean, it was okay. I listened to the stuff. I kind of liked some of their music. But there's something about that movie that really changed my, whether it's my opinion, my feeling, my interest. When I hear this song now, I get excited. I get all kind of worked up about it. I don't know if it affects you ladies that way or not, but there's something, it's like an anthem.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're like,
that way,
yeah, you're
ever,
like 20 years late to that party.
Actually, I'm late to the party.
You're really just, late to that.
Okay, all right. Just won't be the first time. Probably won't be the last. Queen, both with Freddie and with Adam Lambert, known for its eclectic stage outfits and these show-stopping hits. Legacy now being embodied. Queen has teamed up with Happy Socks. Literally on your feet. For a limited edition collection of rock lovers. Rock lovers. The Happy Socks Queen collaboration features six pairs of cotton crew socks, $16 a piece. Four pair of kids crew socks are $8 a piece. Also a four-pack gift set. $64 for that. And a collector's edition six-pack, $96 for that. Features the band in a concert setting. Do you actually look at socks, ladies? Do any of you
Is a huge Queen fan, and so for Christmas, I gave him a bunch of Queen socks.
Did you?
And he literally just left for work wearing them, yes.
And he said
he gets so many compliments, because every time, you know, his pants ride up when he sits down, everyone's like, oh my God, cool socks. Women look at socks, men don't.
Yeah. I bought a whole bunch of George Bush socks from a guy in Kansas City. When I was visiting there, I don't know how many years ago that was, 7, 8, 9 years ago.
I did not know they made presidential socks.
George H.W. Bush.
It was the daddy.
Oh, okay.
It was Daddy Bush's stuff.
He was very known for his socks.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
I think think it's a way for men to show creativity in their outfit, because a lot of times it's a suit or a tie, slacks. You know.
Yeah. Oh, it's nice to see color someplace. I tend to, when I get dressed up, try to be a little more colorful. So the band's hits are inspiration for these prints. We Will Rock You, the Brian May socks, Bohemian Rhapsody, Freddie Mercury socks. Another One Bites the Dust, John Deacon socks. Radio Gaga, Roger Taylor socks, pairing them with each member's signature instrument. Happy socks, says true to Queen's legacy as music and fashion pioneers. Their greatest hits and signature instruments come together with Happy Socks. Colorful collection invites you to take the stage with them. Happy Socks, known for other artist collaborations. They got the Beatles socks, Pharrell Williams socks, Andy Warhol, Banana Print socks, Linda Ramone. Why is she part of the Ramone family? Yeah, right,
she's,
the Ramones?
She's, I think, Joey's... She's related somehow. So she's in charge of the Ramones estate.
Oh, is she?
So, okay. So she's the... She and Marky are the last ones connected to it.
Okay.
But I think, actually, didn't I give you Beatles socks? Because they're Happy Socks.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
yes,
and did. And NASA, socks. I think, socks or whatever. That was all from Happy Socks.
Yeah. The Happy Socks... Queen, it's called the X-Queen Collection, now available. You can buy them today at select retailers. I bet you can buy them online, too, wouldn't you think? But you,
yeah,
can you buy
get
them
on the Happy Socks website.
Can you get them on the Queen website?
Yes.
The
if you
go to Queen Online Store. Yeah, I'm looking at them now. They're pretty cute. Yeah.
All right. And what about women wearing them? Why are men wearing them?
I mean, women can. Yeah. Women can
you
wear
look
them.
Good in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look with those red shoes you got.
Oh, that would look terrible. Oh, my God.
28 after the...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So I'm here to report we are very much alive!
Super Tuesday proving to be a super day for former Vice President Joe Biden and his campaign to win the Democratic presidential nomination.
Mistake about it. This campaign will send Donald Trump packing.
Biden declared the winner in the Texas Democratic primary and eight other states, Texas being the second biggest prize in the Super Tuesday primaries with 228 delegates. The biggest primary of the day was California with 415 delegates. Senator Bernie Sanders appears to have won there. He's also the projected winner in three other states. The clear results still pending in Maine, where the race between Biden and Sanders has been too close to call. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Three-man race. Well, no, it isn't. It's a three-person race because in the race, in the hunt, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and then there's the Duggar. Here I am, Captain Curmudgeon on the DJV show. You know, I tell more people about that, Victoria, and they just kind of chuckle. I don't know what it is. People who know me well. See, you know, the girls call me Captain Curmudgeon. Can you imagine that? And often I'll get a snicker like I get from you, or a smirk, or maybe just a smile.
People just don't want to tell you that they totally think that.
Is that so? Yes. Jennifer, would you like to tell me something that I don't know?
We think of you as Captain Curmudgeon.
You really?
Sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I suppose it's inevitable, the disrespect between the young and the old.
Oh, here see, it is. Well, that's as soon as you're going to, oh, the disrespect.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you say that we're the young? You're the
you
old?
Are
right.
The young. Absolutely. When you're comparing yourself to me, of course you're the young. Please.
Phew.
All right, let's do something about the plastic bag situation. New York City is going to town on this. You know, we had a plastic ban in effect here in Framingham, and somehow or another it's fallen apart because too many stores were complaining. People were complaining. You got to pay 10 cents a bag here, and people didn't want to pay 10 cents for plastic. And some of the stores, you know, you can go into some stores these days. Target, for example. You can't get out of there without a plastic bag.
Well, and Target has had, they have been the target of so many different protests. And
yeah,
there's an online petition, I think it has like 500,000 or 600,000 people have already signed
really?
It to get them to stop with the plastic bags. When I go into Target, I bring my own bags just like I'm going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
So, or I walk out and just say, no, you know what, if I buy clothes
or whatever. I bring them in my car, Victoria, and I forget to bring them into the store.
Me too.
In California, I leave mine in the car,
so I always have them there.
Yeah, well, I do too.
And by the way, when I go to Target,
them.
I should just bring my car into the Target because
right.
parking trips are always
fill it right up.
Back it up, right?
All right. So anyway, what's New York doing?
Well, so New York grocery stores, bodegas, and other shops have they have less than a month before they are going to stop asking people if they want paper or plastic. And this is part of New York's big waste reduction law. It went into effect the measure was actually passed in last April. And so now on Sunday, it began, stores have until April 1st to enforce the plastic bag ban. And if retailers violate the law, they get issued a warning first, then they face a $250 fine. And then they have, and then that fine doubles to $500 if violations occur in the same year. And so, New York City, it's a very green city, which people wouldn't think is true, but it is actually. And a big part of that was Bloomberg when he was the mayor. But more than 23 billion plastic bags are used each year in New York, and so. This is something that they had to get a handle on this because you just see plastic bags blowing around on the street. You know, people try to shove them into the regular garbage. They can't be recycled. It's a mess. And then it ends up in waterways and in the ocean.
Yeah.
So, and or in the Hudson River, and then that ends up in the ocean. It's a mess. So the grocery stores and food establishments can still use plastic bags for unpackaged meat and produce and takeout food, but other than that, if you go to the grocery store or a bodega, they just, you know, bring your own bag or just plan on carrying stuff on your own. I don't think this is going to affect New Yorkers that much because most New Yorkers have like a little cart that they, you know, most New Yorkers live in a walk-up building. And so there are some high-rises, yes, but most New Yorkers live in walk-ups. And so, you know, a lot of New Yorkers have like those little rolly carts that like, you know, old homeless ladies have, but a lot of them use that. But a lot of New Yorkers use those so that for all their groceries and everything because it's too much to carry.
Yes, if I'm going to be Captain Curmudgeon, I better get one of those baskets to haul around with me so I can bring
them. Do you roll them up the stairs? I've often wondered about this. If you don't have an elevator in your building, do you roll your stuff up?
Yeah, I mean, I always just carried my stuff, but all the older people in the building would definitely, you know, turn around and pull it up like a dolly, kind of, you know what I mean? Like that. It's not
right,
fun,
from
but
the
it's reality.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson Department. There's a big focus on scams, a report that seniors have had a cough up, or at least through no fault of their own, lost over $1 billion in fraudulent robocalls and all these damn things that come from China and India. So elder fraud becoming a priority, as it ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just don't have the sophistication. We talked about Barbara Corcoran getting ripped off for $400,000. Here's the story of an elderly couple that lost their life savings. In the Justice Department lingo, they're investigating some of the nursing homes that are accused of mistreating people, neglecting older residents, ripping them off. Horrifying examples of some of these things. Patients with bed sores, scabies, aren't fed enough, no medications, the filth, the mold, the insects, the rodents that are around. Good God, those people should be shot. Awful. Awful.
Well,
awful.
It's a sad reality for a lot of older people who
they
don't have a place to go,
them.
Or they don't have family, or their family, you know, dumps them there and doesn't keep them at home with them. It's horrible. But something has to be done. We can't just, you know, this is coming from Attorney General William Barr. I agree with him on this. He said they've already had 400 people have been charged in these types of scams.
Good.
And they're investigating 30 nursing homes across 9 states for mistreating the residents. So elder abuse is something that is so horrific.
And so sad.
But it happens all the time. And it's
many
really
times
bad.
These patients have dementia and they don't really even realize what's happening to them. It makes it even harder to track.
The coronavirus is having a big impact on lots of different businesses. The advertising business is one of them. There are a lot of people. We are in the advertising business. That's what this program is supported by. It's how we get on the air. And most of the other radio programs, especially the ones you listen to on commercial radio, and don't kid yourself, that's how PBS stays in business. They just don't call it advertising, but it is. And, you know, so you see what's going on here because marketing is necessary when you got a product to sell. But if you don't have a product to sell, like automobile advertising cut way, way, way back. And the other things, anything that's connected to China, that activity, that advertising, the promotion for the Summer Olympics, into the can because they don't even know if they're going to have it yet. The only bright spot has been Michael Bloomberg, and if he decides to pull out of the race, that'll be the end of that. But it's just a really interesting reality to see how we're all being affected. Everybody's being affected by this one way or the other. Here's some good news. The military says that a National Guard soldier is only a couple of weeks away from becoming the first woman Green Beret. I think this is cool. New York Times reporting today, the soldier is in the final stages of their qualification course. She's ready to graduate. Now, if you're thinking about going in to be accepted into the course to be a Green Beret, you have to pass a 24-day assessment program on military skills, things like navigation, marching with all that heavy combat gear, and women just have not been able to master it yet. The soldier's not identified, but she wants to graduate as a Special Forces Engineer Sergeant. And then there's another woman who's working through a longer qualification course pursuing a role as a Special Forces Medical Sergeant. But they have to carry like 80-pound packs on their bag, I mean on their back, this kind of stuff. So good luck to them. Army Special Forces, women who want, more and more women are aspiring to these things because more and more women are becoming physically able to do it. I have a lot of respect and regard for that sort of thing. I think it's a fabulous thing when women do. I say all the time, I don't like it when we separate out men and women and black and white and all that stuff. But I'm all for pushing women
into these
roles.
But in order for it to become normalized, we do have to make a big deal about
it at first.
Okay. Yeah. And then it becomes more commonplace.
Yeah, glass ceiling breakers. You don't want to be a glass ceiling breaker and somebody.
I always count on you ladies to smarten me up. Speaking of the military, Saudi military students have now resumed flight training here. Remember last month the Pentagon barred all of the 852 Saudi military students from training after the Saudi airmen killed those 3 soldiers in Pensacola? Remember that? Defense Secretary directed the Pentagon to strengthen their process for screening the students. And now they've announced some new safety restrictions under the new policies. International students are banned from owning firearms. Can't have any guns. That's good. That's a good move. They also no longer have unlimited access to all installations. Another good move. Why should we trust them, especially the damn Saudis? I don't see how
why are we training them?
Because we're selling them hundreds of airplanes, and nobody else is going to be able to teach them how to fly the thing, so that's why they're here. That's
this
it.
This is commercial air?
No.
I thought this was military.
Military stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, military.
We do that, and by the way, it would shock you. It's not just the Saudis. We do it for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I would, I believe that.
Not always.
I just didn't know why they were in Florida.
Friends. Yeah. Well, it's kind of nice, sunny, warm down there.
Isn't that nice for them?
It is very nice for them.
It's also a base where they do training.
Right. The American Family Farmer.
It's part of their timeshare sale. You can buy this military equipment and we'll put you up in sunny Florida.
Yeah, right. Hooray. The American Family Farmer Show, which I do every week, focusing on the latest agricultural news, forecast, things that are going on, connecting family, farm, and food. In the latest episode that's up right now at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, I speculate on what happens if we have another wet spring, and we talk in detail about going beyond grass-fed beef and poultry. That is, what you can expect this year in terms of really good, healthy beef, poultry, how things are changing. So if you want to get updated on that, if you're somebody who's looking for more information, I mean, even the simplest thing, like, you know, the government doesn't care whether we know where the beef comes from or not, because you don't know where it's coming from. So you buy from a local farmer, you know where it's coming from. And the story behind that is that this week's podcast of last week's show on the American Family Farmer Show, that's where you get the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can listen to the program in its entirety there. Listen on iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and Google Play and iHeart. Wherever you get podcasts, you can find the American Family Farmer Show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Yeah, even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles, at 800-PROGRESSIVE. That's 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can find them online at progressive.com. It's 10 before the hour on the DJB Show.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. 76 years old and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
It's time for our weekly visit with the live and lively Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show at thepetshow.com. He's not actually in the web, but his show is carried on the web, and his visibility is on the web. All right? Warren is about as easy going as a guy you can find, and nothing much fazes him. People ask him crazy questions on the program. One of the questions he was asked last week, as I was listening, it was about ghosting. And this is a big problem. If you don't understand what it is, you don't understand the term ghosting, why don't we use it in a universal sense, Warren, and then talk how the implication is obviously maybe even more serious for dogs than it is for people.
Well, let me explain it the best way I can. My producer on The Pet Show was dating someone for about a year and a half. They left on a Friday, never heard from him again. Never heard from him again.
The two of them?
No. My producer's still here, but the guy she was going out with for over a year, he just left, and she never heard from him again.
Really?
And now he's gone. He's living with someone in God knows Arizona. So that's ghosting. Ghosting is when you're with somebody or something, and you just totally disappear, i.e. the term ghosting. I refer to it in terms of the way people do their pets. For example, so many people... not so many, but a lot of people will take their dogs or their cats to a shelter. What do you think those dogs or cats think when you leave and you never return? That's ghosting. It drives me absolutely crazy. You know, especially, and we were talking about this, Victoria was talking with me before about the older dogs and the older cats especially. Mm-hmm. I just did a story about a 14-year-old dog and was going deaf and blind, and what they decided to do was bring it to the shelter rather than treat it. I cannot imagine, there's a person that deserves to be in hell more than anyone else I ever knew.
You remember, you and I talked about the bulldog sanctuary down in Orange County, and I went down and looked at those dogs, was it last year or the year before, the winter before I got Daisy, which was 2 years ago this time. And there were 14 dogs, and I wanted to take every single one of them home with me. They scrutinized me, and they wouldn't let me. But I'm looking at some of these old dogs, just so lovable, the sweetest old things that you know nobody gives a damn about. It's just, may open up I got a canine sanctuary here. I may just limit it to old dogs.
Every living thing deserves to be loved and taken care of. And you know, that's why I do so much work with the smaller mom-and-pop shelters all across the country. Yeah. These are the ones that are going into the shelters and pulling out the 12-year-old or the 13-year-old dog or cat.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I support them as much as I can. It's, you know, there are sanctuaries out there that specifically work with older dogs. I work with a close friend that only takes dogs with disabilities. So there are organizations out there. The problem is most people don't know about it. They'll donate their money to an organization they see advertising on TV, not realizing it's a small mom and pop that have to have a garage sale just to spay or neuter one dog. So support the local rescues and humane groups. That's what I do.
Yeah, you really got to do that. Well, it goes for other animals too. But you know what's painful? When I'm traveling as much as I do, and especially in the wintertime, and I can't bring Daisy with me. She's out in California, and I have a wonderful guy who stays with her, and she loves to have the attention because she really needs to be around people. But I know when I get back, when I leave her, I miss her, and I wonder, I tell her that I will be back. And I hope that gets through to her, because she would never want to think I'm not going to ever. She's been abandoned most of her life. So does she think when I leave that I can ask you, because you're the psychology major when it comes to dog, does she think I'm leaving and not coming back?
You know, that's the biggest question I get. So many of my listeners have adopted their dogs and cats, and they call and the trainers say your dog has separation anxiety. Yeah. And the bottom line is that it's not separation anxiety all the time. It's abandonment issues. These are some of these dogs have been in one home, then went to a shelter, then went to another home, and then back to a shelter.
Yeah.
So every time their guardian leaves, they assume they're not coming back. So I work with this on a basis where I have people actually leaving the dog for 2 minutes, going into another room and coming right back. The dog starts to realize when they're gone, there's always going to be a return. So don't confuse separation anxiety from a dog who's been, you know, given up two or three times. That's really abandonment issues, and dealing with a little bit at a time can make all the difference in the world.
Remember I told you when the dad picked her up and brought her home, she threw up in the car twice, and I realized that it was because she was so nervous. I think you and I talked about it. She didn't know where she was going because she'd been moved around so much from Alabama to Rhode Island to Massachusetts. She just didn't know what was that. She had the sweetest face. Remember when I first got her, Victoria, I posted some of those pictures of her face.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Ah, she's a great little girl. All right, now you're making me sad. I don't want to be sad. Warren Eckstein. These poor little dogs. You know, take care of them. It's 59 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.